Welcome to From the Chair with the Most Reverend Frederick F. Campbell, Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus. From the Chair is a series created by Bishop Campbell in cooperation with St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, so that he might directly speak with his flock to address questions about living the Catholic faith. In this series, Bishop Campbell hopes to present many subjects, including life in the Church, spiritual growth, our responsibility as Christians, and our individual vocation to holiness. From the Chair is intended to encourage our prayer life, to draw us deeper into a relationship with God, and to announce the good news of Jesus Christ. And now, Bishop Frederick Campbell.
My dear friends, we have just celebrated the fourth Sunday of Easter, which is commonly known as Good Shepherd Sunday, because on that Sunday there is always a passage from the Gospel of John describing our Lord Jesus Christ as the Good Shepherd. And as I considered that image, I realized that this is probably one of the most popular images of Jesus Christ, that image of the shepherd. This is not all that unusual, because if you go back through sacred scripture, you will find that there was a particular interest and favoring of the image of the shepherd. King David was called the Shepherd King. And that image of the shepherd seemed to be most appropriate for a sense of guiding and leading. But even in a culture such as ours that is far, far distant from the old pastoral life, that image continues to be one of the most popular. Obviously, the best-known psalm is Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd." Actually, I find this kind of remarkable because I meet very few people who know anything about sheep, let alone have ever known a shepherd. But I love to tell the story of my experience of sheep and shepherds that I had when I was teaching in a university in California. Through some interesting fluke, the campus was built on the pathway used for many, many decades by shepherds taking their flocks to winter quarters and then back to the summer quarters. And it ran right through the campus. And one day, that large flock of sheep came through the campus. All I heard was a rather curious sound. Looked out of the window of the classroom and saw the campus just covered with a large number of sheep. I went out to look at this phenomenon, the first I had ever experienced, and I've got to be honest with you, what I most remembered from it was the smell. And as you know, I think from wearing woolen garments that get wet, the wool itself exudes a rather particular fragrance. But as I looked very carefully, I realized that this large flock of sheep was being guided, led by a handful of shepherds and their sheepdogs. And the shepherds were leading the flock by a kind of language they spoke. I could not determine what it was, but the sheep heard the voice, and they recognized the voice, and they followed that voice. And that is when the description that our Lord gives of the Good Shepherd came so much more alive to me. For our Lord himself says that, "I know my sheep, and the sheep know me. They hear my voice, and they know that voice." And I think that image of the Good Shepherd touches so very many people because of that characteristic of learning how to hear the voice of Christ. But what gives authority to that voice? As our Lord explains that image, he talks about the intimate relationship between himself and his Heavenly Father. And because of that relationship, our Lord speaks only what he has already heard from the Father. He speaks not on his own, but rather speaks for that intense Trinitarian relationship within the Godhead. And because of that profound source of authority, we listen to that voice and realizing that in that voice we hear a message of profound care for the sheep. Our Lord says the Good Shepherd is not a hireling. It's not someone who is just working for a wage, who at the moment there is any danger runs away and leaves the sheep to their own device in a very dangerous situation. He's not a hireling. In fact, quite to the contrary, he's willing to lay down his life for the sheep. He lives for their good. He gives them not only leadership and an example, but rather he gives the totality of who he is. And because of this willingness to guard and to give and to sacrifice for the sheep, we find that voice trustworthy. It is a voice that sometimes is consoling. It is sometimes deeply instructive. It is sometimes correcting as well. It can be a voice that heals. But in all things, it is a voice of leadership. And as Psalm 23 tells us, even though I may walk through the valley of the shadow of death, there you are, that shepherd, leading, guiding us through this life and even through death. There should be no real wonder why that image of the Good Shepherd remains so popular. But there always remains that question, how do we learn to discern that voice? Because our Lord continues to speak to us. His discourse on the Good Shepherd that he first preached to the early disciples is still one that he preaches to us. First, of course, we have to learn the art of listening. I suspect that in our own culture, one of the first ways by which to approach that art of listening is to learn how to block out all the inconsequential noise that surrounds us so abundantly in our everyday life. It means that there are certain things that should not grab our attention, should not invade our ears, as it were. And having decided to turn away our ears from that noise around us, we quiet ourselves, open our ears, and wait for that message. That message is very clearly given to us by immersing ourselves in the Word of God found in Sacred Scripture and heard most perfectly in the Holy Eucharist and in other sacramental acts. For as you may know, the Church, when it celebrates a sacrament, always does so first by listening and turning our attention and our hearts and minds toward that word that is given to us. And it is not only through the Word of God that we learn how to listen and learn how to know that authentic voice of Jesus, but it is also through the life of the Church. And in that life of the Church, not only how the Church has preserved the meaning of sacred scripture in our holy faith, but also through the lives of the saints. And it is important for us, I think from time to time, to examine the lives of the saints, to ask ourselves, how in fact did they hear that voice of Christ? How did they authenticate it? How did they respond? What was it within their being that allowed them to hear that voice of Jesus. And as we look at the lives of the saints, we realize that the beginning of hearing that voice and the beginning of the willingness to respond to it comes through the practice and the habitual living out of the virtues that Christ taught us. The virtues of confidence and trust in God, the virtue of faith, the virtue of hope, which allows us to understand that the promises of Christ are indeed faithful. They will be fulfilled. And we live in that hope that no matter how small the good that we do, it is still a participation in the profound good that God wishes for us and has been revealed through Jesus Christ. And we live in that virtue of love, being constantly amazed at the wonder of creation, at the simple existence of our own life, and the realization that if God has loved us so deeply in giving us his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, are we not then to turn in love to all the other brothers and sisters that are part of this marvelous pilgrimage to the kingdom? And in that pilgrimage, an image that is important to the life of the church, we are on the move. But we are on the move with a leader who has our deepest good at heart, whose voice will lead us in that appropriate direction, even through the valley of the shadow of death. And for this, having been given that gift of the Good Shepherd, we praise God and we thank him for acts of thanksgiving, of that deep gratitude, lie at the heart of the Christian life.
You have been listening to From the Chair with the Most Reverend Frederick F. Campbell, Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus. From the Chair is a series created by Bishop Campbell in cooperation with St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, so that he might directly speak with his flock to address questions about living the Catholic faith. Join us each Tuesday at 5 p.m. for From the Chair with Bishop Frederick F. Campbell.